This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. Man, what a short week we had. Woo, I love it. Weekend is already here.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that the mics run. BJ, we don't need to talk about this a whole lot, but how many of you have ever sold a car to one of your colleagues and regretted it?
You know, no. Listen. Let me say this.
Okay.
I would rather buy a car from you than a complete stranger.
All right.
Because I know everything since you've owned the car.
Yeah.
You've come in, you've talked about the car, you had a problem here, you didn't have a problem here, or it's super fast. The good and the bad.
Yeah.
I've heard it all.
Okay.
And I also know this, except for...
Want to buy a Jeep?
Except for maybe some Sonic burger wrappers.
Well, there's some.
I could go through a whole list of things. Maybe some yard stuff that you picked up, like some shrubbery that you picked up from like the city that is still in there from like 2020.
Like some dead plants.
Dead plants.
Yeah, there might be some dead plants.
Maybe even, you know, a piece of chicken or something.
No,
under.
I'm not you. I don't leave food in there.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that, okay? But I'm just saying.
Now, dead plants, yes, but food, no.
And I know you. You're a fair deal person. Okay.
Yeah.
And see, trust is everything. Trust is everything.
I know,
when
but
you're
what
buying
if you
a vehicle.
Buy it from me and then it breaks down?
That's on me.
I think it's a risk. Don't you guys think like doing business with friends and family is just always a bad idea?
I think getting in business with friends and family is a bad idea.
Yeah.
I do. I don't think that, especially friends, family. Yeah, that could be bad too, I guess. But mostly friends, I would stay away from that. But buying a vehicle, buying even a house, anything like that, I don't see a problem with that. I know you have this whole
I don't think I'd sell my house to a friend.
You wouldn't?
No, even though I'd tell,
would.
I'd disclose everything and all that stuff. I don't know, just because like what if something weird happened and all of a sudden it fell into the earth or something.
If I bought your car, okay, let's say I bought your car. Let's say 2 days later, the damn transmission fell out.
Yeah.
Right on C470. I mean, that thing, it's everywhere. 1,000 parts out there. I wouldn't blame you.
You wouldn't?
I'd cuss you under my breath. But I wouldn't come in here and blame you for it.
See,
you know
because
what I mean?
I still blame you for making the wrong bet where I could have won like $3,000 instead I won $250 because you put down the bet wrong even though it's in writing how to do it.
And you still blame me for that?
Oh, yeah.
Get the hell
she
out
hasn't
of here.
Thought about it at all. No.
I had no idea. I had no idea.
Well, only because I owe this hospital in California. You know, my bill for my son was $23,000 and the insurance wants me to pay $3,100. And it's just, it chaps my ass because he didn't even, you know, he was there until 2 a.m. And so it really makes me mad. And so I'm like, I could have paid that with that bet that he did wrong.
And you still think about it, do
you? Well, only when there's a $3,100 bill due.
Or you walk by a TV and there's a horse race on.
We're talking about the Kentucky Derby.
DJ could have bet on that pony for me.
It's in writing how I wanted him to bet. And he did it wrong. He did each pony separately.
I got it wrong.
And
I'm so
wanted
sorry.
To do a trifecta. And
she
it would have
won $60. I mean, come on. It wasn't $7,000, but it was $60. Better than losing.
But I'm over it. All right. Anyway.
I got an idea.
Okay.
Okay. All what right. if you and I? Let's do this. Let's you and I go in business together.
Okay, God.
I've got a proposition I want to throw
all
at
right.
you.
Actually, I was thinking about this yesterday about starting some kind of business because all these people are selling their companies for billions of dollars. I was thinking, what about your butt puffers?
What?
Remember how popular lifting BJ's ass was?
Oh yeah, with the leggings.
What do you mean?
And so the leggings that lifted up your ass, everybody loved it.
Yeah.
So I came up with an idea in my head yesterday. It's funny you bring this up, and it's called BJ's Butt Puffers, and it puffs up your butt.
Oh.
No, I don't know if I want to go in with that one. I don't know if there's a big market BJ's out there for puffers. BJ butt puffers. Okay, I had a different idea. Okay. I got a different idea.
All right, well, whatever.
You and
there's
I,
no bad ideas except for that one, I guess.
Let's put our money together.
Okay. Uh oh.
And let's you and I buy half a Morrison.
You know, I thought about that yesterday.
Okay, all right, let me play this first, okay?
This is a great investment.
$15 million.
This is actually a really great investment.
You put up 14, I'll put up a mil. Okay, listen to this, okay? This is not a bad idea. I'm telling you right now, this is a friggin' steal.
I might have already reached out to somebody about this.
I'm telling you, it's a steal, Jamie.
To put it together with partners.
This makes no sense. This is cheap, in my opinion.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
All right.
In the heart of Morrison, just steps from Red Rocks, the Morrison Holiday Bar has stood the test of time. But after nearly...
Have you been there?
I have, yeah.
Holiday Bar?
Yeah, yeah.
I think anybody that's ever gone to Red Rocks has been to the Holiday Bar, have they not?
Yeah,
100%. Everybody I know has been there.
But after nearly 20 years holding the keys, Dave says he's ready for a new chapter.
Well, I hit my Medicare birthday this month.
He's putting the Morrison Holiday Bar plus Red Rocks Grill, several small shops, two houses, and a total...
Is she talking through a can?
I know. I thought the same thing.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
It sounds like she's got a string with two cans on her. You know what I mean?
He's putting the Morrison Holiday Bar plus Red Rocks Grill, several small shops, two houses, and a total of 1.25 acres on the market. The asking price, $15 million.
How do you value that? It's just the beauty of it is right here. You're seeing the outdoors, the mountains. The options are unlimited for the next caretaker, whoever the next caretaker will be.
Locals agree. The place is more than prime real estate. It's a piece of cultural currency.
Denver in general knows about the Holiday Bar. It's pretty cool to see the impact on people.
There are hopes a new owner will maintain the bar's community traditions, like free meals on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and keep Morrison's old school charm intact, even as growth looms.
That is a bargain.
Okay, I have several reasons why I feel like it's so cheap.
You know, give me all the negatives you want, because I think I got the positives to offset
Okay. First of all, I'm wondering if it's a land lease. Because there's no way all of that with two houses, 2.5 acres, two businesses. I wonder if it's a land lease.
No, he owned it.
Well, he said the caretaker. The next caretaker is a lucky person.
The article I read says he owns it.
Okay.
He goes by Just Dave. The term Just Dave. He's known that way in Morrison.
Because, like, my dad has a land lease. I own the cabin, but I don't own the land.
Maybe
underneath.
Somebody knows that listens to our program.
And then number two is, I wonder if it's just all on septic and he can't get, like, he's not going to get sewer ever. Because that's a problem with building permits.
Well, that could be. Okay, I don't know the answers to what you're saying.
I'm just giving you.
But something tells me that it's not that.
I think there's building restrictions.
Something tells me that these things that you're saying can't be true because he's been there for 20 years.
But Bud's Bar is on septic.
Huh?
Bud's Bar is on septic.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. So, I would guess there's city, you know, septic there. I don't know. I have no idea. Let's just say this. If everything is on the up and up, okay, that the city has all the septic, everything's on the up and up. That's a bargain. $15 million for half of Morrison is a bargain.
But there's something underneath it all.
You just can't see a good deal, can you, without seeing the
dark. It's weird why he sells.
Everything's got a black cloud.
Well, I just think that there's historic landmarks or something. Why can't you build it up? Because, I mean, otherwise you'd buy it and you build condos and all that. It'd be amazing in Morrison. There's something in there. There's something.
Too cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too cheap.
You smell it.
I do. Yeah.
And that's not the septic you smell either. No. It's just, you smell it. You smell
something's not right.
You might be onto something. I did not look at it that way.
Yeah.
But when I first heard the story, I thought, that's a bargain.
This says he owns the whole plot, according
to CBS.
That's what
it says. Really? I know. I read the article.
I wonder what the land restrictions are. Like,
There's
building restrictions.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, there could be building restrictions, but that doesn't, you know, I mean, I think that he wants to maintain the bar.
Yeah, but
he
wants. That limits whoever, if like an investor wanted to come in
and bulldoze it and make condos.
But the way it sits forget the build out, okay? For where it sits right now and the amount of property that's there, adjacent to Red Rocks Amphitheater, the where it's sitting, half of Morrison, basically, and you have all this, $15 million for that property alone is a bargain if you just maintain it the way it is today, because you'll sell it 20 years down the road for $30 million.
You think they have a Groupon for this?
I'll look.
Okay.
All right, you in? You're doing $14 million. I'll do $1 million.
Okay, yeah.
Together.
All right,
together,
perfect.
Baby. Yeah. You and I, we're going to own half.
What are the taxes on that sucker?
I don't know.
Property taxes are high. See, you got to think like a businessman.
That would be cool. BJ and Jamie own half of Morrison.
Right?
That would be great.
I still like BJ's puffer pants, or whatever I called them.
Will you stop the puffer pants?
Butt puffers. BJ's butt puffers.
We're not going there. We're buying Morrison, Jamie.
Billion.
We're buying Morrison. Listen to me. It's a bargain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, I know when you listen to the radio and you hear me, you think that I come across as a tough guy. Will you stop laughing? And I know that you think that, don't try to pull the wool over BJ's eyes. You know, because he's not going to take that crap. But underneath it all, I'm a very cowardly person, to be honest with you.
Wow, what's going on? Do you want to lay down? Oh,
the golf lessons.
Oh, you didn't do anything?
I've not done anything.
Dude.
Jamie comes across as the very compassionate, caring, humbling person, but she's the tough guy, okay? Because
well,
she's trying to get me to
I
go over there and raise hell, man.
I would not take that. I would not take that for a second.
Let me explain my story.
And you, of all people, are such a tightwad. I can't believe that you would let this go.
Okay. Like I said before, I started this by saying you would think I'm a tough guy. I stand my ground, man. Got a carry permit. Don't even mess with me. But when it comes to taking advantage of somebody, I'm the worst.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I don't stand my ground. I'm just a wimp. I'm just a pushover.
But you're a tightwad, and this is involving money, so this is where I get confused with you. So, I don't know who you are anymore.
So I signed my wife and I signed our son up, Frog, for golf lessons. Six lessons, $500, six lessons, okay? And we did this on a website, I won't name where, I'm not going to name any names because that's on me, okay? But we signed up for six. Now, they didn't release the dates, everything. It's just six lessons this summer, Junior Pro, okay?
Got it.
For Frog, right? The first lesson, the first week. Seven.
He's seven, and it's $500 for six lessons.
Ooh. Yeah, and if you think about just seven-year-old, $500, six lessons, BJ's ripped off before we even started, okay? Because
that's what I was trying to point out.
It's a rip-off at the beginning, but get this. So the schedule comes out, right? The dates. First week was the week before Memorial Day. Pizza party. It's not even a golf lesson.
That's a first lesson,
you guys. We're getting together for a pizza party.
How to eat pizza.
Well, it's an introduction.
You're not helping, Carson. So I was a little perturbed by that because that counts as one of the lessons.
Yeah,
it's one of the six weeks.
Yeah.
It's a pizza party. Didn't see that one coming.
No.
And I hate pizza, okay? So we go to the pizza party. No big deal. Second week, Memorial Day, Monday. We're out of town. We're not even here. Who has a junior golf lesson on Memorial Day?
Because everybody's out of town. That's why you do.
Everyone's got plans.
I bet you no kid showed up for this.
This is actually brilliant on their part. Pizza party the first time because none of you looked into it. Number two is Memorial Day. All the kids are out of town or doing other things.
Oh, so sorry you missed it.
And I came in here yesterday or day before. I can't remember. But I came in a rage. I looked at Jamie and I said, wait till I get over there. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to put my foot down.
I'm going to demand that.
Demand my money back.
Because it is. I'm trying to do the math. I can't even figure out how much each lesson is.
Please don't.
Okay.
Please don't do that.
Because I can't. Yeah.
So now we're down to four lessons for $500. I'll tell you, $125. Not that I did the math.
So you had a pizza party for $125?
Well, no. Initially, it would have been $80 a lesson.
Okay, 80.
Okay, six weeks.
But
now we're down to four lessons.
So $80, right? So $80 pizza.
He had two pieces of pizza. $40 a slice.
Oh my god!
I'm so sorry to yell this morning. I know it's Friday. We're supposed to be happy. But I'm just a little perturbed about it, and I kind of want my money back now.
And I think that's okay to ask for it. I think that, you know, the pizza party was a joke at $40 a slice.
Yeah.
Right?
And $40 a slice.
You don't even like pizza.
Boy, that's inflation.
And then number two, Memorial Day. Nobody told you about that. You couldn't make that. You guys were in Ohio.
I thought for sure. Who does Memorial Day?
Yeah, exactly.
For a lesson. Boy, they're good. They're good at scamming.
Well, I don't know why you don't go in and say something.
Yeah.
Like, where did your balls go? Are they Lisa's purse again?
Jamie, I'm coming on the air and laying it all out there. You don't have to pile on.
Well, I'm just saying, go do something about it instead of bitching about it. That's like, that person drives me crazy. The person that just bitches and doesn't act makes me crazy.
Don't talk about it, be about it.
Whoa, Mark Cuban.
Just say it.
Mark Cuban in the house. Yeah.
I hate confrontation, though.
I know. That's the problem
I do.
But it's not really confrontation. It's actually, if you don't look at it as confrontation, because you're not going to go in hot, you're going to go in rational and go, you know, this doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
I don't even know if I'll go in rational. I'll go in wimpy. I'll go in like this.
Hey guys,
is this speech?
Hey guys,
okay, you're the person.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Larry? You got a minute? I was doing some math at home on these golf lessons.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm getting my money's worth.
So I said to you yesterday, you can either sit there and feed on it and just get upset about it, or all they can do is say no. That's all. I mean, at least you tried and they said no, right? Like,
yeah, but then I feel like they'll take it out on the kid, you know? Like if I go in there and do that, they say no.
It's a golf lesson.
They might give him shorter clubs.
They're not going to take it out on the kid. It's not on him. They're going to be like,
your dad's a pain in the...
No, they're going to give you your money back, and he's not going to come back. That's it.
All right.
Or they'll give you another lesson, like an extra lesson.
Because seething on stuff is not fun.
Let me practice. Hey, Larry.
BJ and Jamie.
By the way, we're on the Odyssey app.
We are. Hey, you guys, what's that really cool company? It's in Broomfield, and it cuts like the laser mats and everything.
WeatherTech.
Right. Okay. Thank you for 50. And let's see. Then I got the specialized. Okay. Yeah. So then that's an additional $1,200
for your car.
Yeah, because I got the handling fees of $699, and then I have.
What's a handling fee?
Well, like I have to find the title, so it's in my basement somewhere.
And that's $700?
Yeah, because
for you to find it?
I have to go find it. Well, I didn't put finder's fee. $200. And then the handling fee of me signing the back of it.
Oh, man.
Because that's a lot of time. Yeah.
And then I have all the WeatherTech things.
You can keep that.
What?
The WeatherTech stuff.
Well, no, you want that.
I do.
Yeah, it's custom fitted.
It's custom fit for that car.
You can still keep it. if it's gonna, you know, raise the price another $500. Man, that WeatherTech stuff is good.
Isn't it good stuff?
I've been dying to go to that store. Just never gone, but
you know what? You're gonna be happy about this. The WeatherTech guy, he's got a boat.
No.
Yeah.
Does he really?
He's
like
got a
yacht?
Boat. A yacht. Yep.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I do like that. I love boats.
I know.
You know me?
But what
Everybody
a great
should
idea.
Have a boat.
What a simple, great idea. Laser measurements for cars, and then they cut it out of, you know, plastic or rubber or whatever, and then boom, a multi-billion-dollar
boom. And they've had a lot of competition, but nobody could knock them out of the top spot
they
for
really
some reason. They must be really good at what they do.
I even have the cup holder phone thing.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Yep.
How much you charging me for that one?
$35.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a great deal. It's a great
All of a sudden, this thing went from $18,000 to $70,000 just on accessories, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm a little depressed right now, got to be honest with you, because, you know, earlier we were talking about these golf lessons and how I'm getting hosed, and I haven't approached anybody. Now, you want to ruin a weekend? Find out this. There are people out there that hate the beaver. That's sad.
The beaver.
The beaver. Bucky's.
Oh, Bucky's the
Bucky's
Beaver.
Bucky's the Beaver. Bucky the Beaver.
Look, my
T-shirt.
Was
I love Beaver.
Yes, you do.
I've got the T-shirt on right now. Yeah. And I didn't
and
even know this
says,
was happening.
I did once.
Jimmy, it's only 7:30.
No, because we went up there. We went up there.
Oh, you did once.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, you went
to
Bucky's
one.
Oh, I thought it was slang for like being a lesbian.
No, it was I loved the Beaver once.
All right, listen.
My God.
Listen.
And maybe the other thing.
So what is the protest about? I don't get it.
It's because, listen, Palmer Lake is just a beautiful area, right? It's like all that area down south. In Colorado, it's just real, real pretty, right? We got National Forest down there. We have monuments close. Like, it's just a beautiful area. Do you really want to see a big, big beaver there?
Yeah, I do.
The Palmer Lake Town Board of Trustees voted that an annexation request for the proposed Bucky's is meeting legal requirements.
Yeah, only one town council member voted against the annexation during their meeting tonight. As you can see, a limited amount of people were allowed inside, which left many forced to stand outside and watch online. Dozens tried to argue that the land where Bucky's would be built, west of I-25, off of a county line road, is not eligible for annexation because of how close the property is to Douglas County.
What? The town argues the travel center would generate more than $955,000 in needed yearly sales tax revenue for Palmer Lake. There are still a few more steps before the annexation is officially approved and the Bucky's can start being built.
I don't even know what they just said.
They just said that it's going to be approved and people are mad.
Well, it should be approved.
What's this slogan?
Heave the beef.
Heave the beef. They're saying that?
Yes. Heave the beef.
Heave the beef.
Bite your tongue. We are not heaving any beefs.
It's just going to cause so much problem.
Listen, Jamie. Listen to common sense, okay? You know me. Yeah. I'm the king of common sense. If Bucky's doesn't build there, over the next 5 years, somebody's going to build there.
Well, I don't want to be beaver
coming.
There.
You can't stop progress, okay?
I understand, it's but coming. Make something pretty.
What?
I don't know, something log cabin-y looking, something pretty. You know, not this big old beaver.
There's nothing wrong with the beaver.
And then they put all those obnoxious billboards up. Only 4 more miles to get your beaver.
You got
on.
A countdown.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I think you need it.
Ball.
It's closer for me to drive to for sure. But I think that area, I think Palmer Lake could go use a good splash of beaver down there. You know, I think they could use it.
It's so tacky in such a beautiful part of the country.
I was at my nephew's house for Memorial Day weekend back in Tennessee. Everything in his house, I swear, his hot sauce, everything, the condiments, everything was from Bucky's. shops like I shop at King Supers.
Yeah.
He shops at Bucky's like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Everything.
So
everything in his house.
Like you had Bucky's catering?
Oh. He had so much. What is the wall of
the beef jerky?
Beef jerky.
Oh. Yeah.
We had every flavor there was of beef jerky from Bucky's.
Somebody said, I'm with BJ. I'm a beaver believer.
Yeah. What's your name? Heave the beef. How disgusting.
Beaver believer.
BJ, Jamie, morning show. How about tabloid trash? Yep. We'll do it. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
It's Friday, everybody. Very excited about that. Very, very excited about that. It's going to be a great weekend. I don't think that it's going to rain until...
It's going to be hot. Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah. Weekend's going to be fine.
Yeah.
We're going to be near 80. Sunday, 87 degrees.
Nice.
Go to Waterworld.
Summer. Yeah, Waterworld.
The water park down at Elitch Gardens.
Yep, because Waterworld is open. Is Elitch is open as well?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right, Teflon Todd, let's talk about this. So the big story yesterday was that Todd and Julie Chrisley, you may or may not know them. I'm sure by now you do because this is probably the best publicity they've ever gotten, even though it's bad. They signed some documents that weren't quite right, and they got millions and millions of dollars of loans from different banks, and they cut and paste stuff, and then they got sentenced to a long time. But then, unfortunately, because Trump felt like the judge was crooked because the judge called them the Trumps of the South, that made Donald real, real mad. And, you know, he doesn't get along with some of those judges, those extreme judges. So he's like, watch this. Abracadabra, he pulls Julie and Todd out of prison. He pardons them just based on because he didn't like that judge. And so now Todd and Julie are living their best life. In fact, Todd went to freaking Nordstrom's. His $18 million in restitution was wiped clean. The slate is clean. Obviously, they still kept up their Nordstrom credit card.
Now, is that a hoity-toity place?
Yes.
Nordstrom's is?
Yes. Yeah.
Really? It's never been in one, I don't think.
They even have a bar in there.
They do?
Yeah.
A bar in a department store?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What the?
And they used to, well, in the LA one at least, in the women's department, they would have a bar for men to go in and drink while women were shopping.
Oh, it's smart.
Yeah. Wow.
And they have personal shoppers for you and all that stuff.
What's a personal shopper?
So you go in and you're like, I'd like a personal shopper, and you tell them what you're looking for and they pull for you. So they pull everything for you and you just stay in the dressing room and they pull.
No kidding.
So you don't have to shop.
Wow. They don't have that at Kohl's.
I know. And guess what? They don't have Kohl's cash either.
Yeah.
Which is really, but you know, Nordstrom is great because they're notorious for taking everything back, right?
Oh yeah. They take everything. Yeah. And even in the kids sections, really bougie.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Those strollers are insane.
Everything's bougie. And right now they're having their half yearly sale. I know because I went shopping there.
That's why Todd's there.
That maybe it is.
For the sale.
He went to Nordstrom's and I don't know. It just felt like a bad look to me, but everybody loved that he doesn't care and that he's making light of it. So if you want to go to, I think it's number 4 first.
What's my people saying?
Your people, everybody is saying a lot of stuff on here.
They're still on the street at Nordstrom on the other side, and we went out.
We beat these hoes, y'all. They're on the other side, and we escaped again.
Again, Blaze. Again.
They can't get us. They tried to keep you. They couldn't. They tried to get you.
Okay. And they couldn't.
I love her.
Teflon Todd.
You know, I think what he's doing is brilliant.
You do?
I do, because it's great marketing. I mean, what's he got to lose? He just got out of the pokey, man. And he got a reprieve on that whole restitution thing of $17 million. This keeps his name out there. We're playing the audio. He's trying to shop to get a TV deal. You know that's in the works. I think you have to keep your name out there. He's showbiz.
I would have, in showbiz, I would have just laid low and made it more of a mystique thing for a little bit. But that's just me. Instead of going on, you know, Facebook Live, I don't think that's how you want to roll out, because you could have rolled out on, like, you know, some big Good Morning America for a $2 million deal instead of rolling out in your car at Nordstrom's for free. But that's just my opinion. And so he's calling himself Teflon Todd. He hasn't even at this point seen his wife, Julie. Now, Julie got out of the pen, but she was in Arkansas. He was in Florida or somewhere where I don't remember where he was. But so they haven't even seen each other, and he's already shopping. It's just bizarre. And so they ask where Julie is, and here's where he said what he said.
Julie's
at home.
Julie's at home. That's in hiding right now. She's smarter than I am.
And so, she's in hiding right now. She has not spoken. They did get a glimpse of a picture of her. She has really dark hair with gray streaks. She went in as a platinum blonde. And so they're saying that she, this is just a rumor, that she's getting Botox and fillers and her hair did before she comes out of hiding.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I will say, Todd came out of prison a very happy guy.
Didn't he?
Most people that come out of prison, you got to have a couple of days, you know, to kind of get back into the flow of things out here where we are, you know. Boy, he came out of prison very happy.
Very happy.
I don't know what went on in prison.
Because, but BJ, If it was me, I've been gone from my son for 2.5 years. I would just be holding him shaking and like where I wouldn't let go. And he'd be like, Mom, let go of me. And I'd just be like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, I'd just be like beside myself trying to like tell me everything about your life. Tell me. Nope, he's at Nordstrom's.
Oh, with short shorts and loafers.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like we're just built different, I guess.
I guess. But he came out. I mean, the guy's not depressed. No. He's not said a word about that. It was a miserable 2 years.
Nope.
I can't believe I was stuck in there with, you know, these convicts. No, he's like happy as can be.
Yeah.
It's like he went on vacation. It's like he was in the Caribbean for 2 years.
Yeah, well, I think that Todd got to live his authentic self, if you know what I mean. And a lot of times when people get to live their authentic self, what?
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
I think Todd is a homosexual.
I'll be over here.
And so I think he was at the ultimate buffet with no judgment.
Oh, yeah. 3 squares a day.
It's like Golden Corral, but okay, Jamie.
Yeah, we could stop.
No, I had a whole thing that was just disgusting. Buffet bar, no, it was bad. It was even worse than that. It was wow. So I stopped. All right, anyway. So that is the big story. That is just... Maybe you're right. Maybe that is the way to do it.
I think he's all about just being in a headline, you know?
I know, but your kids, like, you haven't seen them for 2.5 years. Like, hold them. Hug them. Just be, like, remorseful that you screwed up their lives. And
but, you know.
So there's time for that later.
We'll catch up down the road.
Yeah, I'm sure your kids are fine. Just fine. All right, so the big question we asked, well, it wasn't that big, but the question we asked this morning is, we're trying to figure, well, my group of girls are trying to figure this out. Why is Jeff Bezos actually marrying Lauren Sanchez? Like, you don't need to. I don't know. Do you think she gave him an ultimatum? That he had?
I think so. I think he put a ring on it, and that's not good enough.
Yeah.
And I don't care how much money you got. But I think that's it. I think she just said, hey, we got to take this even further.
And I think it's maybe her third marriage, maybe only her second, and his, and they're just going over the top with the gigantic wedding and all this stuff, and it's the pageantry. I don't feel like that's Jeff Bezos. I feel like it's Lauren.
It's all Lauren.
Yeah.
She wants to have the biggest, most expensive wedding ever known to man.
Yeah.
She wants the clout. That's what she wants.
One theory was, listen, he has never had a hot chick, like ever.
No.
He doesn't realize he can pull now.
I don't find her that attractive.
Well, her lips now are
weird. Yeah, she's very duck-lipped.
She's overdone a couple times.
She looks just so fake to me.
Yeah, she's done a lot. That's true. But she was a beautiful girl before all that stuff.
She was? Know?
Yeah, she really was.
I don't know
was.
If I've ever seen a picture of her beforehand.
But the thing is that I think he's insecure with his looks, and he's never pulled a hot chick, and now he's like, well, I got her. You might as well marry her.
He's never had to, like, test the free market.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he's never tested it, going out to
he's
bars
He's never been a whore.
Yeah.
He's never been a whore. He went right from his wife and right to her.
He's a relationship guy, just like J-Lo's.
Maybe
they can't be alone.
Maybe that is it.
Man, you guys have this analyzed.
Well, remember, it's that or there's gerbil pictures.
I know. That came up earlier.
Could be in play, too.
Be a lot of
you don't know.
Is he friends with Richard Gere?
Do what?
Is he friends with Richard?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
That was a shame.
Could be. I don't know.
Yeah, they might be.
Google.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Yeah. Friend.
You know what I mean? Richard, like, that was just such a bummer. Like, we were already chuckling and stuff, and that happened.
Yeah, it's okay. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
We'll forget all about it by Monday. Hash Fidel put the brakes on the show. I mean, we just hit a wall at 80 miles per hour. You know what? Come Monday, not one scratch on us. Not one. Okay.
I'm done. There you go. Double
we
trash.
We survived that crash so easily. Do I need to go on and on?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.